Right, in the first mission, Makom Shenagu Lasas Melacha Bar Reb Pesachim at Chatzos. Oisim, Makom Shenagu Shaloi Lasas Ein Oisim. So the Gemara is Medayik that before Chatzos it depends on minute, but after Chatzos it's an Isur Gomer. And the Gemara says that it's more Asur than in every other Erev Shabbos, in Erev Yontif. Because every other Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, the Gemara says it's Ein Roi Simin Bracha. Mashenkin Erev Pesach is Meshamtinin Oisai. You put him a Chayrim. By the way, the Lashon Meshamtinin Oisai is already mashed with it as a Drabonon. Usually, Meshamtinon is an Isuri Drabonon. The Rishonim didn't speak about it. And Tosis and Dafmun Amar Aleph has it sad that the Isur of doing malach after Chatzos and Erev Pesach is a deraisa, But the fact that it's Mishamtinin Oisai, that itself is an indication that it's a drabona. Anyway, I'll call upon him. It's interesting that in the Mishnah, there's two dinim. There's one din of before Chatzos, and there's one din of after Chatzos. Before Chatzos is totally in minig. After Chatzos is an Isur Gomer. It's not a minig, it's an Isur Gomer. So the Rajba in the Chuvis and Rashi on Amud Beis Lamaisa both say clearly that although the parak is Makom Shenagu, so we get into discussion of Minhagim, but the Ikar Chiddush of the Mishnah, Rashi says it in Amud Beis Mefurish, and the Rajba says in the Chuvis, the real Chiddush of the Mishnah is the halacha that Erev Pesach after Chatzos there's an Isur to do malacha, which is an Isur Gomer. Because as far as Makom Shenagu, there's many places in Shas where we know that there's a halacha that once you have to be noy kiminigah makom. We didn't need a Mishnah, a Makom Shenagu for that. So if you take a look at the Rashi on the base, Rashi says a mafurish. And Rashi says, Diktani ad chatzois b'minhaga, michlal di mechatzois ulohol an osu. So Rashi, it's implicit in Rashi. Why did the Mishnah have to teach me this so that we should make this diuk that there's an Isser? So you see that the Rashi is learning that that's the Iker reason why the Mishnah came, because otherwise it's not a kasha. If the Mishnah came to tell us Makom Shenagu that there's an Isser before Chatzos, it's not a kasha. Why did you have to make this deal? You're making a deal. That's not what the Mishnah came for. So you see from the Rashi also learned that the Iker Tachlis of the Mishnah was to tell us that there's an Isser of Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and the Rashba says so mafurish. The Rashi in the Tshuva says so mafurish. Asher al kain, before we get into the sugyas in the parak about Makom Shenagu, you have to talk about the Isur of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Kiyu Dua Taisis brings that the Yerushalmi says that there's an Isur when a person brings a korban, there's a yont of delay, and there's an Isur Malacha, and Taisis goes through the Yerushalmi that an Erev Pesach that's only after Chatzos, because you can only, the Zman HaKrovas HaPesach is only after Chatzos. So Mamela, there's an Isur to bring a korban. If you used to do malacha on the same days as you do a korban, or Pesach, it's only after Chatzos. So Be'emes and Taisis is speaking about the Isur after Chatzos. Taisis doesn't say anything about the Isur before Chatzos. Why there was a minig to be noig Isur before Chatzos. Taisis doesn't mention it. He only mentions after Chatzos. And Rashi Lehepech only mentions the minig. Rashi says, why was there a minig? Why was there a minig shenagu achatzos chatzin shalom shaloi laasos? Why was there a minig? So Rashi says, kedai shalo yehi tarut b'malacha v'yishkach b'yirchemtzai. The minig not to do malacha on Erev Shabbos before chatzos was in order that people shouldn't get involved and they'll forget to burn their chametz. U'shchitas ha-pesach. V'tikun matzah l'tzarech halayla. You do the Mishnah Melech asks on Rashi and Kenem Advarim, there should be a similar issue sukkah because you have to build the sukkah. Not so shver, but Lamaisa, yes, that kasha. But Lamaisa, Rashi is only talking about the minik. So again, we have two things in the Mishnah. We have the Isser before Chatzos, which is totally b'minig, and we have the Isser after Chatzos, which is an Isser Gomer. So Taisis is only Mefarish, the Tzveitazah. Taisis is Mefarish. The din that after Chatzos, there's an Isser. He brings it from Yerushalmi. He doesn't say anything about before Chatzos. And Rashi only talks about the minig before Chatzos. He doesn't say anything about the Isser after Chatzos. So if we wanted to, we could really say there's no Machlekes Rashi in Taisis. There's mamish no machleik, because they're both talking about two different things. But lemais, it's not like that. It's mavur klar in the Rishayim, they learn not like that. And then the Rabbeinu David says clear also like that, that according to Rashi, it's clear that Rabbeinu David learns like that, that according to Rashi, when Rashi says that the svaris advarim for the minig is shelo yei tarut, that means to say that the iser gomer after chatzais is also because the chachamim made an iser that you might forget to do your chametz. And Rashi is only being mefarish one of them. That's how Rabbeinu David learns klar Rashi. So according to Rashi, he says klar that there's no Yushalmi. It's not going to the time of Yushalmi. According to Rashi, even though he only speaks about the minig lesser, the minig is an extension of the iser drabanan that existed after chatzais, which is an iser gomer b'sham tinalei. And Taisus the Rishonim also said that Lamaisa, Taisus only says, he only mentions the Yushalmi that there's an Isser to do Malach after Chatzais because of the Akravas HaKorban. So the Minig, according to Taisus, is an extension of that Isser. So they answer the whole day, even though the Yushalmi says that you don't have to answer the whole day because you can only bring the Korban after Chatzais. Lamaisa, the Minig was to, before Chatzais, to extend the Isser of Korban. So even though Rashi and Taisus are talking about two different things, Lamais and Roshayin, it's Mavur, that their time goes for both things. Rashi's time goes for both things, and Taisus' time goes for both things. So according to Taisus, the reason why there's an Isser Gomer de Shamtina Lay after Chatzois is because it's a Zman HaKrovas HaKorban, a Kumoshi Mavur B'Yushalmi, and that's how Lamais, how the Torah brings it. And according to Rashi, it's Xerid Drabbanon that you're not allowed to do Malacha Erev Pesach because we're afraid that you're going to get busy and you're not going to take care of all the things you have to take care of. That's true, it's a good question. Although my Rashi himself is talking about it, it's all together, so imagine it's an extension. Maybe it's an extension of Birchat, that's a good kasha, but it's all the things, the Shechitas HaPesach, and he's very busy with all sorts of things, so they made Xerah. Alright, so this Isser, which is an Isser Gomer that you're not allowed to do Malachi after Chatzai, is Kiyah Duwa the Balamor, says that if the reason is that there's an Isser to do Malacha is because of that Krovas HaPesach, so Bezman HaZeh, where there's no Korban Pesach, says the Balamor, that Isser, this Isser Gomer, after Chatzai's, no longer applies. So it would be no different than any other Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. The Gemara says, "Eino roi sima bracha," but it's not an Isser Gomer. But the Ramban and the Rosh are Chaylik, and the Ramban clearly says it's a Derabonon. He clearly says that it was a Takanis Chazal, not like Taisva says. It was a Takanis Chazal that Bezman HaKrovas HaKorban, a person is not allowed to do Malacha. And he says that we know that many places in Shas that Chazal make a takana for a mipnei ezer siba sheyia, even if the siba is batal, even if the siba no longer exists, the reason for that takana no longer exists, the takana is still in full force until a bezdin comes and is matter the takana. So since Chazal made an iser malacha Bizman HaKrovas HaPesach during the Beis HaMikdash, they made an Israel Malacha. That is the Malacha remains until today. And that's how Rav Paiskim learn that it's a Takanis Chazal, it's an Isser Derabanan, it's a Takanis Chazal, which they were Misakim Bizman HaMikdash. And they were Misakim Bizman HaMikdash because of the Krovas HaPesach, but the Takana remains in full force, even though today we're not bringing a Korban. In the Rosh, it's Mashma a little bit differently. The Rosh is mashma that once it's a yontif, because of a krovas haPesach, he means a gemara arrived from a gemara in Beya, it still remains a yontif even though the Beis HaMikdash is not here. Asher al kain, that could be a little bit of a svara to explain according to Tosfos. Tosfos holds, he has a tzad, that it's a deraisa. And Tosfos says even though it's a deraisa, he says kivish neser asher laila. So if you learn it to drabbana like the Ramban, so we understand this, that even though the Sibas Advarim is bottled once Chazal makes a takana, the takana is chal forever. So we understand it works like that in Dini Drabana. But if there's a Din Deraisa, which is totally a Travis of Karban, so it's not Shaykh Bizman HaZeh. So the Rush explains it a little bit deeper, that the Pshat is that the Isser is Neveya from the fact that it's a Yom Tif. And that Yom Tif doesn't change. The fact that you don't bring, the Zman HaKrovas HaPesach is a yontif, and that din yontif remains even after the Beis Hamikdash is not here. So mamela like this. So we have three mahalchim in understanding this Yisra Malacha. From the daf, we have three ways of understanding a special Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach that the Gemara says Shamtina Lei, which is more chomer. There's three pshatim. Either according to Rashi, it's a takana that has to do with the fact that the Chazal were afraid that you're going to be too busy and you're going to not to take care of the Akravas at Pesach. Chazal made an Isser Drabanan to do Malacha Erev Pesach because you might get busy and not take care of what you have to take care of. According to the Ramban, it's a takanas chazal that on a day that you bring a korban pesach, they aser the malacha, and even though you're not bringing the korban pesach, the takanas chazal is kaim afil bezman hazeh. According to Tosis and according to the Rosh, a day that you bring a korban is a yomtiv, it has a din of the yomtiv, and the baal that has a din of the yomtiv, it remains that way, even though lemaisa you can't bring the korban. It's not because you're bringing the korban, it's because the day itself is a yomtiv. And mamela, we have a svar, even according to Tosfos, that says that this is kaim bezman hazeh, it's a din derayis, it's not a din derabanan. It's because it's yomtiv, that's the lashon of the Rosh, and it brings the Gemara arai from the Gemara Maseches Beis. It's very interesting, when we take a look at Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that even though there's an Isser to do Malacha, Erev Pesach, Lacher Chatzos, but the Ramah paskens that there's no Isser Amir Lakum. You're allowed to tell a guy to do it. So this Abemis and the Beis Yosef brings a Machlokes Rishonim in this. The Mordechai says that there is an Isser Amir Lakum, I think it's the Arzarua. I'm trying to remember. The Arzarua, the Rakech, the Beis Yosef brings, there's other Rishonim that say that there is no Isser Amir Lakum. Which is really very telling about it, that the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef brings, that's hold, that there's no Isser of Amir Lakum, it's not brought in Hilchus Pesach. It's brought in Hilchus Tisha B'Av. In Hilchus Tisha B'Av, there's a Shaila whether or not you're allowed to do Malacha, whether there's an Isser Amir Lakum. So there the Rishonim say that Tisha B'Av is Einu Raisim Abracha, it's not Shaykh Amir Lakum. And the Lashon of the Arzaru is, you could only Aser Amir Lakum on Shabbos V'yontif, but not on Tisha B'Av and Yud Dalet B'Nisan. So when he says Yud Dalet B'Nisan, he doesn't say whether Yud Dalet B'Nisan means before Chatzos or after Chatzos. He doesn't say. Now, if you're talking about Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is Einu Rai Simin Bracha. It's Einu Rai Simin Bracha. So if there's, I think it's there's Zeruah, but I looked it up, I think it's there's Zeruah. I looked it inside, because the Beis Yosef doesn't bring his Lashon. So, if the Arzaruah is saying you can't make an Isra Amir Lakum on Tisha B'Av and Yud Dalet B'Nisan, I would have thought that he meant before Chatzos, which is totally in Minig, which is only Ein Araya Simon Bracha, because that would be Daimul Tisha B'Av. Now there's a snap brought in there. What? The same thing. But the Beis Yosef assumes not like that. The Beis Yosef brings the Arzaruah. The Arzaruah says it cannot be an Isra Amir Lakum an Erev Pesach Yudal B'Nisan, and he says it B'Negei this year after Chatzos. Yeah, but it's still an Isra Gomer. According to everybody, it's an Isra Gomer. It's still Misham Tinole. The Isra of Malacha and Erev Pesach B'Zman Hazeh is different than everything else. Every other Erev Yontif, it's Einu Rai Simen Bracha. Erev Pesach, it's Misham Tinalei, which means it's an Isser Gomer. The Shaila is, why is it an Isser Gomer? That's the Shaila. So the Balamar is the only one who says, there's no Korban, so therefore it cannot no longer have this special din. But the Ramban and the Rosh and the Tur, everybody argues. Everybody says, they all argue with the Balamar. But the Shaila is, why do we argue with the Balamar? Why? So, what? Amir Lakum is never as a din of Shavuos to Shavuos. I mean, it does, if you're B'makom Mitzvah, we say to Shavuos to Shavuos. But so what? The Shavuos to Shavuos is awesome. mean, what's your kasha? So it's a shlus to shlus. The question is whether there's an isra amir lakum. There's isra amir lakum and a siri drabbanan. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do an isra drabbanan. It's only b'makam hefsed maruba or b'makam mitzvah derabim. But there's an isra amir lakum and a shlus. So the first Beis Yosef in Hilchas Chalamayit, it says that there's an isra amir lakum and chalamayit. So again, so the Beis Yosef brings in our Zeruah, and he says that there's no Isra of Amir Lakum, and this Isra, Malacha, and Pesach, Erev Pesach, where there's an Isra Malacha, there's no Isra Amir Lakum. So he brings the Arzeruah. If you look at the Arzeruah is in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, where it says, Ein Arai Simid Bracha, so over there, the Arzeruah says that the Arzeruah says over there that no, it can't be on Tisha B'Av and Yud Dalet B'Nisan. There can't be an Isra Amir Lakum. There can only be an Isra Amir Lakum on Shabbos B'Yontif. So when you learn the Arzeruah inside Lula the Beis Yosef, if you would have said that he must be referring to the part of Erev Pesach Yud Dalet B'Nisan, which is similar to Tisha B'Av, which would be for Chatzos. But after Chatzos, there would be an Isra Amir Lakum. But the Beis Yosef says not like that. I don't know why. I assume the Beis Yosef says that since the Arzeruah wasn't Mechalik, he just said Yud Dalet Nisan. Since he just said Yud Dalet Nisan, he wasn't Mechalik, so that means that there's no Isur of Amir Lakum, the whole Yud Dalet Nisan. So you have to understand why. So Lamaisa, the Mordechai is Chaylik. The Mordechai holds that there's an Isur Amir Lakum and Erev Pesach as well. The Nafkamina for us is if a person didn't take a haircut an Erev Pesach after Chatzos, according to the Ramah, you could ask a guy to give you a haircut. You could go to a Goyish barber to give you a haircut. Because there's no, what's the reason why you're allowed to go to a guy? You should know this is a Lacha L'maisa, Rabbi Yisaf. You forgot to take a haircut Erev Pesach. So the Ramah paskins that you're allowed to go to a guy. And the Mavusis on this Beis Yosef who brings the Arzeruah that holds that there's no Isra Amir Lakum Erev Pesach on this thing. Now, L'maisa, what exactly this Isra Malacha is Erev Pesach, we don't know. We know that it's no worse than Chalamay. That the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says that anything which is mutter on Chol HaMoed is certainly mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which includes anything which is Tzorech HaMoed. So this is a new Isser. This is an Isser that doesn't exist anywhere else. This Isser Malacha that we have here, the Diuk of our Mishnah for Erev Pesach after Chatzos. However, this is one case where it's more kill than Chol HaMoed. Because in Chol HaMoed, it says clearly in the Beis Yosef that there is an Isser Amir Lakum. And here, the Ramah paskins that there's no Isra Amir Lakum. So we're paskining there's no Isra Amir Lakum, so this changes the Geder HaDvarim B'chlal from Chalamayid of this Imlacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So what's the pshat? So the simplest thing would be, the simplest Eitzel would be to say that the Machlaikis is, what is the nature of the Isser. If you learn like Rashi, and I looked up to see the Arzeruah, you cannot, I looked in Hilchas Pesach to see how the Arzeruah learns the Isser after Chatzos, and he doesn't say. And if he would have said, it would have been Gevaldi. He doesn't say. So you don't know if he learned like Rashi or Tosfos. But if the Arzeruah would learn like Rashi, that the whole Takhane was because the person is going to get involved in doing things, so Mamela, he won't be able to bring the carbon Pesach. So Avada there wouldn't be any Isra Amir Lakum, because he's not getting involved. That's the Takana was, it wasn't a real Isra Malacha Dikidin. It wasn't because of the Kedusha Sayyim. It wasn't, right? For being involved.
Of what you're not allowed to do.
Erev Shabbos, because you might be Nimshach, you mean.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I hear. So that's a very stark attainment. So maybe let's go like this. So then I was thinking that it's not so. Because in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that there's no Isra Amir Lakum, because it's not because of Kedushas Hayoyim. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So it means to say like this, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understood that Chazal made its Akona that you're not supposed to do because of Zman HaKrovas HaPesach, but that's not because of Kedushas Hayoyim. So Mamela, it's a Chiluk, he says that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is not like Chalamoid. It's not really Yom Tov. It doesn't have Kedushas Hayoyim. Asher Al Kain, the Takon of Amir Lakum doesn't apply. Ad Kan L'Shoyne, the Shulchan Aruch
Harav. It's not a din in the day. It's a din in you.
What Amir Lakum is or isn't? Or the Malacha?
The Malacha is not a din because the day is Be'etzim Asher. And therefore, anything anybody is doing is really transgressing, is doing is being the battle of the day. And that's why
Amir Lakum is Asher?
Yeah, because
is that the reason?
Yeah,
it's because he's transgressing. I always thought it's Xavier that I might do it myself, but because either way it doesn't really make sense. Okay, but I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Shua. Like I hear it. That would be a shtickle. So I was just thinking like this. But if you learn like Taisus in the Rush,
right,
then it becomes a Yom Tov. So if you learn like that, the way I said before, if you learn like the Rush, Taisus L'Chayr learns like that, and the Rush says Mufurish like that. He rings the Gemara, arrived from the Gemara in Beya, that from a Mishpacha that a Yom Tov to bring the Eitzim L'Maracha, so remains a Yom Tov. So in the middle of the Taina, the way the Shulchan Aruch spouts it, you wouldn't be able to say it. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't compare it to Chalamayit because it's got nothing to do with Kedushas Hayoyim. But according to the Rosh and Tosfos Avada, it does. So according to them, Avada, there would be Shayach Adin of Yisra Amir Lakum and Erev Shabbos after Chatzos also. So that's an impassioned way. The way we have Nesugya would be a very interesting way to explain it. I just wanted to add one thing. There's a major machlokes like we had this year. When there's a halacha that you don't say the Hinoyam on Motzei Shabbos, if any time during this week there's an Isser Malacha. So the shail is, what about Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's an Isser Malacha. So the Yaivitz, and the Shailas Yaivitz, that's from Yaakov Emden, he says that you don't say the Hinoyam. He says that you don't say Hinoyam. I looked up the Shuva, he doesn't explain why. He says there's an Isser Malacha, it's Yontif. That's it, finished. It's an Isser Malacha. And the Mishabrua brings from the Shari Tshuva Nishtazot. So there are some Achrayim that say, which I remember seeing, I didn't see it this time when I was preparing the Shir this time, but I remember seeing it. There's some that say that Erev Pesach is different because you have to have a whole day missing. We don't say the Hinoyam when you don't have a full work week. But since half of the day it's mutter, so Mamela, that's the reason why. What? No, you don't say. You know, in other words, you're not missing all 6 days of the work week. So Mamela say the Hinoyam. But the Mishabur doesn't say that. The Mishabur that brings from the Shaar Tshuva, the Prima Gadin, they don't say that. They say that it's a different Isser Malacha. Right? So I wanted to say that it's mamish the same machlaikas. The same machlaikas of Amir Lakum, whether there's an Isra Amir Lakum or there isn't an Isra Amir Lakum, understanding the gather at Dvarim of the Isra Malach after Chatzos will also affect whether it's past to say Vihinoyam. If you say that there's a takana, that it's Yontif, if you're going to say that there's a din that it's yontif in the mail, that's why you're not allowed to. The day has an isser malacha. If you're going to say that it's like Rashi, that all it was a gzeir that you shouldn't get involved, it's not that day is not a day that you're allowed to have malacha. It's not an isser malacha in the yoyim. There is stamat takana that you shouldn't do work. So a mail, it could be that for that would make the nafkamina between those two achrayim also of whether we say amir lakum, whether we say vinoyim or not. L'maisa Mishabura Paskins that we do say Vihinoyam, and in Beis Torah Tefillah we also said Vihinoyam. Right, so I don't know how everyone else is knowing. That's how the Mishabura brings. I'm sure there's some places where they didn't say. I know in Hungary in Chist in Budapest, those places they did not say Vihinoyam. So they held that this Isser Malacha of Erev Pesach Achatzos is a real Isser Malacha, whether it's a derais or whether it's a drabanan. It's more chomer than all other times. But lemaisa lahalacha, if you forgot to take a haircut, you're allowed to ask the guy to go give you a haircut, because we pass like those are fine that hold that Amir Lakum is mutter. What? Right. Yeah. What?
Oh,
What?
I'm asking if it goes together. The Inoyam and the haircut goes together.
I don't know. They don't say. Yeah, it's two different achrayim. I'm not saying that. Yeah, it's impossible to check it out. They don't speak about it. I tried. It's impossible. Alright, Shlai. Mokum Shinogu? Yeah, I guess it depends what the minig is. If the svar is because it's not the whole day, then they wouldn't say Vinoyim.
Right.
Except that Mokum Shinogu was probably before they were Masaka Vinoyim.
Yeah.